At the end of the first Star Wars movie, even as the good guys were celebrating their triumph, we viewers were left unsettled. When the Death Star exploded, we saw Darth Vader spinning off somewhere into that galaxy far, far away, and knew that the bad guys would regroup. Star Wars didn't come out until 1977, but I still should have been paying attention to the Darth Vaders on the environmental front. Some companies did their best to give us the impression that they were as concerned as we were, and many of those that didn't at least met the minimum legal environmental standards, even as those standards got stricter. Of course, the government always gives corporations and industry a long lead time before laws and their enforcement kick in, even with regard to the most critically important regulations. Most companies just barely and only under legal pressure follow new environmental laws. But some companies from the start not only ignored the new laws, they violated them with shocking impunity. The Montrose Chemical Corporation of California was the largest producer of DDT in the United States from 1947 until it stopped production in 1982. Obviously, they generated a lot of contaminated waste, which they were supposed to dump in tightly sealed barrels at a deep sea site between the California coast and Santa Catalina Island. But between the late 1950s and early 70s, the company discharged an estimated 1,700 tons of DDT directly into the ocean via Los Angeles County's sewer system, contaminating sediment on the ocean floor off the Southern California coast. In addition to all that, many of the hundreds of thousands of barrels of waste laced with DDT that were supposed to end up in deep water were dumped much closer to the coast, with the barrels punctured intentionally to ensure that they would sink. Until as recently as 2007, bald eagles on Santa Catalina Island were unable to reproduce at all because the DDT caused their eggshells to become too thin. And even today, in 2024, California sea lions have high levels of DDT in their tissues and a high rate of cancer, which is usually rare in wild animals. When sea lions die and ultimately wash to shore, critically endangered California condors serve as the cleanup crew. Tragically, those condors who feed along a long stretch of California coast still have elevated DDT levels in their blood more than a half century after DDT was banned. In order to minimize how many sea lions they eat, managers try to lure the condors away from the coast by providing cow carcasses supplied by area farmers. But it's impossible to keep the condors entirely away from their ancestral feeding areas. In the 70s, overt violations of new environmental laws were sadly common. That same stretch of California coast is also laced with PCBs from other chemical companies that, along with the Montrose Chemical Corporation, have been fined a total of only about $140 million for cleanup. If you've managed to get this far into your life without becoming cynical and hope to stay that way, try to avoid learning about the impact chemical, pharmaceutical, agricultural, and energy corporations have had on your own health and the health of birds. The Montrose Chemical Corporation and other egregious scofflaws were bad enough, but at the very time environmentalists were celebrating our victories in the 70s, a few insidious forces were organizing to eviscerate the EPA and just about every environmental law in quieter, less overt, but even more damaging and permanent ways. The Heritage Foundation came into being in 1973, and the Koch family started their political work that same decade, both with a laser focus on how to undermine the environmental laws protecting human beings and wildlife while staying under the radar as long as possible, even as the damage snowballed. Now, their work is reaching critical mass. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.